Eastern Rise from the EP Never Get Back by Terrence Jack, an indie singer-songwriter from Vancouver who has just this week released his song Heart In, Head Out, which is the latest single from his forthcoming record Bloom, due out in October. I spoke with Terrence over Skype. Terrence, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a very musical family?
My immediate family isn't particularly musical. I do have cousins that are into music, most definitely. But immediate family, no. However, the community that I grew up in is a very musical city. It's White Rock, British Columbia. Seems to have a lot of art coming out of it, which is, I was very fortunate to grow up there.
How do you typically approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or are you more likely to start with a hook or a riff?
Oh, I'm a melody. I'm like like the music comes first for me almost 99% of the time. That often, I mean, sometimes I'll be reading and or like a lyric will come to me, but it'll be like a single lyric, and then I'll stow it away to be able to access it later. But I'm a melody guy where I can, you know, write melodies and song, like chordal progressions and song structure. I can do that all day long. And the biggest challenge for me is always lyrical content, which is odd for me because I grew up being pretty focused on lyrics. I always loved like you know, I'm like a big Dylan fan, and yeah, I was very lyrical focused growing up on what I liked. And then it's funny that not being my biggest strength, and then yeah, the thing that I hope to work on the most moving forward is to play to that, play to the strength, and observe my own weakness, and hope to only get better as I progress.
You released your debut EP, Never Get Back, in 2016, and you're currently in the middle of releasing some singles from your forthcoming album, Bloom. How do you feel your sounds evolved with your newer music?
The sounds evolved with the new music, I think, with, I guess, experimenting more in, I really enjoy writing music on instruments that are not my first instrument, because it inspires a different angle, you know, whereas if I go on my guitar, I kind of know how everything works together, you know, theoretically. I know the theory of it. And so my brain will like automatically take it somewhere that I've gone maybe a million times, like in all the other songs that I've learned, and, you know, perhaps songs that I've written before. And then, so basically this album I played around on an OP1, which is like a small, like sequencer synthesizer, a small portable one. And then, we used a Roland XT60, which is an 80s sound, which really the whole record has got a lot of 80s synth vibes on it because of the heavy use of this, XT60. So basically it's like getting on a keyboard and working with the producer that I worked with, Dan Klenner, in Vancouver. And it really was an experiment. Like, as much as there is like a pop music sound to the record, I do feel that like it wasn't intentionally that it went there. I think we were being super experimental in instrumentation and like sounds and direction. Each day that we were in the studio, we were like, let's go in the studio, like work till 4 p.m. and then like the rest of the day we'll like experiment and get as creative as possible. And it really, like, the songs just kind of came to be from that. I went into the studio with a giant catalog of songs, and we ended up not even using the most of them. And it kind of turned into this, an experimental sort of record.
You've just released your new single, Heart In, Head Out, a few days ago. What can you tell me about that one?
Heart In, Head Out is a song that I co-wrote with the producer. We kind of went into a co-writing session together, and we had no licks, no like song, and a really like really good handy tool that I would recommend for anybody writing, especially in like if they're like just starting to write music and write songs, is like using like a digital audio workstation and like get your music in there, and then just like have a microphone that you can just like riff on melodically to find something where if you just like write a song on a guitar, then your brain is kind of like working on the guitar, like figuring out your guitar stuff at the same time as the melody. And it can sometimes maybe stand in the way to like the length that you can maybe get with having the music kind of playing to you and then you sing into it. So it was kind of a circumstance that we created this song, and then I just like riffed over it, and we came out with the chorus and the verses. Whilst we changed, you know, almost all the lyrics from our initial writing session, we had it actually for about 2 years. We've had that for about 2 years, and we, as a band, the guys that I tour with most often, we played it for the better, I guess, most of a year, everywhere that we went, every festival and stuff like that, and it became a favorite for us, and we could kind of iron it out a lot more. And it's definitely like a live highlight for us, and And kind of the message behind the song is something that is pretty relevant at the time right now. I mean, with the opening lyric being, you know, I'm stuck inside, turned out the lights, I always want to stay away. So it kind of was relevant to the times and with the current situation of the world that leading up to our current status of, I feel like the world makes decisions very in the head where it's, you know, how can we make money more than how can we like contribute to the world in a positive way? And so this is kind of behind the message is, you know, let's act with our heart and less with our head. Whilst like, you know, this in decision making, your head is obviously very useful in being calculated, being compassionate and empathetic. I think at this point in time is very, very valuable.
I'm stuck inside, turned off the light. See, I always want to stay away, but I hesitate. Waiting for something, waiting for something. Hating that I can't walk through the door. Waiting for something, nothing is coming, but I can't wait anymore. I'm scared to death of trying.
Go get your heart in.
Get your head out. Go get your heart.